might I take this opportunity to thank our good friends at GhostBed.com for sponsoring Jim Norton Can't Save You. It's my Southern charm. Right now, listeners can get 25% off site-wide for a limited time. Just head to GhostBed.com/Norton to find GhostBed Mattress Quiz, the GhostBed Mattress Quiz, you non-reading idiot. Use the code Norton at checkout to get your discount. GhostBed.com/Norton with the code Norton. GhostBeds. So this Thursday, September the 4th, Asheville, North Carolina, and then the following night, Friday, Charlotte, North Carolina, and then I zip over to Duluth on the 6th in Georgia, September the 7th, Columbia, South Carolina. Upcoming after that, I have Fargo, North Dakota, Bakersfield, California, San Diego, Rochester, Denver, Batavia, Illinois, Portland, Eugene, Oregon, Bend, Oregon, Huntington, New York, Newton, New Jersey is on sale. People have been asking me about that. Herman, Maine, Foxwoods in Connecticut, and then December the 20th, I wrap it up in Boston at the Wilbur Theater, jimnorton.com/tour. Tickets going fast.
Jim Norton can't save you. Jim Norton is a train wreck. Jim can't help you solve your own problems. Jim is an
idiot. You're just there. You're there as the point is happening. But comics, it is... It really has unveiled how much we are closer to porn than art.
Yeah. Yeah. So many people are doing it.
Yeah, where it's just like, all right, guys, here it goes. It's just the same energy between porn and fucking comics. And then we think we're like doing Hamlet. And in reality, we're like, you guys ready to watch me get pounded out on this couch? $9 and I'll drink the cum. We're just like.
Oh, let me know when we're recording. Oh, good. I was like, oh, good. All right, perfect. All right, well, people will call in if they want to call in, whatever. Damn, so happy you. Thank you for coming on.
They better call in. I love the calls. I was upset when I found out people don't like the calls.
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do. We do, you know, I think they're interesting because it's live, and, you know, you like live. I like live. All right, let's go right to the phone. No, we can go. we'll go.
No, dude,
we'll
this go is great. Point. Last time I was here, you had a barbecue, and Jim Norton barbecues are great because it's like, a mixture of worlds of like tough crowd, Opie and Anthony, yes. Seller. And it's just like you randomly, you'll go from like talking to like Colin Quinn to like Lady Di.
Yes.
It's like you just immediately go from being like, oh, this comic that I've grown up loving to, I think this guy's schizophrenic.
And when you talk about Colin and Lady Di, it's hard to figure out who from the body. They have the same body.
They both walk around the same clown wigs. Yeah, you know, yeah. I don't know. My family's worried about me.
Well, you know, drinking under a bridge. She's actually easier to understand.
Yeah. I thought Big A was Bobby for 40 minutes.
You know what, dude? Dude,
did I ever tell you the story about when I first moved here to New York? My buddy was a board op at Sirius. And he was like, dude, you want to go to Pharrell's Super Bowl party? And it was like, this is Pharrell at like the peak of his fame. And I was like, you got tickets to Pharrell's Super Bowl party? And he's like, yeah, you want to go? He was so nonchalant about it. And I was like, this is going to be awesome. And it was Scott Farrell's Super Bowl party.
Oh, yeah, that's who I thought. I was thinking.
I thought, no, the black musician from the Neptunes. I didn't know it was a guy going, all right, we got the Super Bowl.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3.
I thought I was going to be talking to like Maxim models, and instead it's High Pitch Eric on the fucking balcony.
And this is how finished I am. I knew who you meant.
Yeah.
When you said Farrell, I'm like, it's got to be Scott Farrell.
There was
Farrell.
A moment where I was like, I think he knows I'm talking about Farrell. I was going to say the big hat. You know, but yeah. And then you just go, all right. So like, I showed up and I was like, I didn't even know who Scott Farrell was. We were just at a pub in Midtown and he's like, who's ready for the Steelers? Who's ready for the Cardinals? It sucked. I was so disappointed. I was like bragging to my friends in Colorado. I was like, yeah, I think I might go to Farrell's Super Bowl party.
And
like, damn, moving to New York really did. And I come here, it's just a guy going, it's just a sports talk radio guy.
Just a sports radio guy and a bunch of
fat fans.
Oh my God! With like a lot of Stern's Whack Pack were there.
Oh really?
Yeah. So it was really, literally High Pitch Eric.
I would see him outside of Sirius once in a while. He would just kind of pop up. It's weird. Over the years, I got to know all those guys little bit. Not well, but a little bit.
Isn't it nice to know with everything said and done that like Stern's rapidly losing the respect that he has by holding on and not putting anyone else over.
You know, it's funny. Like he's a guy that people think, is he going to leave? Is he not going to leave? I don't think he's going to leave. Like
I don't think they're going to renew him. I don't think he has a choice. I think Sirius is like, I don't know. We did it.
But he's the one name they have who is broadcast. Like everyone else is podcast. He's the only name left that's a broadcast radio guy. Everyone else is like, whether it's a Caller Daddy or like, I think Segura stuff is like, all these people are from other places.
Yeah.
Howard's like the only broadcaster. But I mean, obviously you have Bennington and you have.
But do you think he would give up his wing? Like there's like stuff where you're like, I don't know. It's almost like when a hot chick gets old and she acts like you treat her like she's still in her 20s.
Yeah.
You're like, you're 40 and wrinkly. You're like 48. You're not hot anymore.
You're not, but you're right. But if Raquel Welch still walked in at 82, I'd still put my face in it out of respect.
Yeah, you're right.
Out of respect, I'd still do it.
I jerked off till the day Sophia Loren died.
Yeah, that's when I started.
Out of respect. I just wonder if that's like going to be the thing where Stern's like, hey, maybe I'm being a dickhead.
You know, with him, it's like, here's why they won't, I don't think they will get rid of him. Because he still did get Kamala. He got Biden. He gets people on the platform.
Oh, no. Look, it's vegetables for dessert. Oh, fuck it. Who gives a shit?
But they for them.
Oh, like, I interviewed the teacher and then the assistant principal. Who gives a fuck?
But they love it. Like, Sirius loves the fact that he gets people like that in the building.
Oh, and they just, oh, the chemistry between him and Joe Biden. I thought I was talking to Don Imus. I thought you were Imus.
Yeah, I thought you were Don. Don talked about my vice president. Oh, you non-improver.
No. Don't do it, Jim. Don't give up. Don't jump.
I was gonna reference what Imus got in trouble for, and I said my co. Oh, what a non-improver. Boo.
God, if there's anything I love, it's just your unending a reservoir of self-hate.
But it's accurate. It's only when it's well-deserved.
Yeah.
And you're going, and I jump in, and go, and his co-worker, fucking idiot.
Yeah, dude, you just got to eat those. You just got to keep walking forward.
You got to keep walking forward. But
Mexican boxing. Take one to give two.
You do, but I always have to stop and do a little. Like, you ever see when they punish each other?
Yeah.
And they whip themselves?
You're all about self-flagellation.
Flagellation.
He's like, fuck you. Fuck you, Jim. We all do that. I think that's the secret of good comedy is just to hate yourself.
I think so, too. You have to on some level. Even if it's not all the time. You know why? Because when you hate yourself, it's usually right.
Yeah.
Not always. Sometimes it's too much. But the perception, the ability to be perceptive enough to see what's wrong with you does help you see what's wrong with other people.
Yeah. And it's like going, like, if you're making something, you go, that's not, nah, that sucks. You would know that.
Yeah.
Because you make it all
that's
the time.
That's what I do with my jokes all the time. Yeah. Like, nah, boo.
I just listened to a set from last night. I was like, oh, God damn it. What did I put poop in here?
That was very tepid, that laugh.
Oh, my God. Oh, I bombed so. I did Will's new joke night.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, watching the comic before me, and I was like, I've got a little fucking riff.
Yeah.
And it ate shit so hard that you're just going like, oh. It's getting dog mouth. You're going like, anyways, what's going on with this Israel stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy shit.
Oh, it just sucks ass.
It's the worst when you think you have a home run and you walk up and it just die and you're like, wow, I really had nothing right now.
I used to open for Bargatze and he was like, he would watch me do that all the time. And he goes, hey, man, just like go up there and don't think it's going to work. Because he's like, when you go up there and think it's going to work, then you're fucked if it doesn't.
That's right.
But if you don't and it works, it's positive. And I was like, oh, that's actually good
advice. You're winning. If you expect kind of a shitty one and it's like, hey, that did well. You're like, all right.
Yeah, you like brighten up. You're like, all right.
I didn't expect her to say yes.
Okay. Yeah. Looks like I won't feel weird about this tomorrow.
Yeah. The kid's got a little sunshine on him.
Yeah, dude, but this is, I like being back. You have very soft carpet.
You know, it is, it's funny, you know how I know that? Because the dog loves to put four paws on it and then open his asshole on this rug.
Still not potty trained?
He refuses. What? My potty trained, Is this potty trained? Because we do have the pads, but like last night he goes in and just decides to shit on the rug. Is that potty trained?
Yeah, not
then
at
he's
all.
Not. Then he's not.
It's pure disrespect.
It is pure disrespect, and I scolded him. I can't. He's too small to yell. Yeah. But I just told him, "You're a very bad boy."
Yeah, I don't think they pick up on subtlety.
They don't.
I think you're just supposed to yell at him.
I guess so, but I didn't catch it on time. My wife caught it. She's like, he took a shit somewhere. I'm like, how do you know? She's like, his energy. He has weird shit energy.
Really?
Yeah, she knows when he shits because of the way he acts.
He's just giving shit.
Yeah, he's just walking around like this with his finger.
Yeah. Hey, look at this. Remember how soft this carpet is? Fuck. Yeah, you just got to yell. You're not hitting the dog, but you're yelling.
I have a little water pistol too, but I have to catch him in the moment. They say he's such an idiot.
Yeah.
That if 5 minutes later he doesn't know why you're mad at him.
Just like, oh, this guy's just mad at me all the time.
Yeah, but if you catch him with a log, like if he's dragging one out, then you hit him with the water pistol. He knows.
Does he hate the water pistol?
He doesn't love it, but I mean, I shoot him in the body. I don't shoot him in the face with it. But
man, if imagine being a farmer and listening to this, and you're like, I just shoot a little water, and I say, you don't do that.
No, bad.
Farmers are like, I have to beat the shit out of my shepherd dog.
I thought of farmers, could we have to get them neutered? And I'm like, they don't even anesthetize. Like, they'll just like literally tie a rope around their balls and like cut them off.
They go, yeah, that ought to do. Is that really what they do?
I believe so,
yeah.
Fall
off?
Or they cut them off. I think that a lot of times they'll just do to them, like just really like they pull them down, cut them off, and it's really rough.
My uncle,
not their dogs, but their bigger animals.
My uncle used to live in the mountains in Colorado, like outside of Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, yes, Colorado, and he had a dog, he had a golden retriever, and him and his wife went out to dinner, and they're like, I was maybe 13. They're like, hey, could you just watch the dog when she goes outside? It's a fence backyard, but they had like property.
Yeah,
so like just watch out, and I was like, no problem. It was the weekend Chris Rock's Bigger and Blacker came out because I was watching Bigger and Blacker because they had HBO. I was watching it, and I just left the dog outside. No problem. Dog came back in. And then, like, 4 weeks later, my uncle's like, my dog's pregnant. Like, she was in heat when she was outside, and they think, like, a wild dog fucked her through the fence.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I was like,
she's like a prison guard.
She's like, I can suck you. I can suck you real quick. I'll bring it. Dude, those stories are always my favorite.
Dude, do you know, especially when I can understand when it's a male guard and a female inmate, but like you're in a male inmate and you fuck a female guard, like, do you know how much game you have to have?
Oh my God. But also, I think it's one of those professions where if your wife is a CO, you should be very worried.
Yes.
You should be very worried.
Yes.
It's kind of like if your wife is a nurse. Because they say, like, nurses fuck around a lot.
Oh.
They say, like, that's one of the highest professions of fucking around. Yeah, it's crazy. They say, like, nurses, doctors, too. They just are, like, because they're around such high intensity
situations
that they're like, just want to go fuck in an empty room? And they're like, yes.
Yeah, I just pulled a tumor out of a guy's testicles. Like, got to get my pussy eaten.
Oh, my God. I just sewed a guy together after he got lit up with an AR-15. Suck me. I need you to suck me. But I think, like, COs would be like that.
Yeah, well, they do this thing, like, if you're a male CO, and you, like, I've heard that the girls will do this thing, where if they blow the male CO, sometimes they, like, he comes in their mouth, and they spit it, like, whatever, and they save it, and then they blackmail the guy.
They go,
like, I have your...
It's like Admiral, it's like a stripes for a colonel. They go, remember that? I just made it to private. Yeah, that,
but
I mean...
They blackmail you because they have your cum.
Can you imagine the regret? After you get sucked off by a female prisoner,
yes.
And you just go like, oh man, are there cameras around? Because when you're horny, you're like, this is so hot. I can't believe I'm living this. And the second you come, you go, she's spitting on her arm like an ape.
Oh, no. She hasn't.
She's kept it in like an animal-like way. She's kept my seed. And you're just post-nut.
Yeah.
Post-nut clarity with a female prisoner.
Oh.
No, thanks.
Daddy, you're going to have to start bringing me. Oh, you have to sneak shit into the fucking
jail. I want
jail.
Popcorn. Yeah, I can't bring you popcorn. She goes,
yeah. The loudest snack.
And then you get horny again. And you're like, I brought you some Orville Redenbacher. I bought some Orville Redenbacher for you. I mean, blowjob through bars, you have to have a pretty decent sized penis.
You do, yeah. Or I guess so. Unless or to fuck through bars is pretty impressive, too.
That's very impressive.
Because you need game to get a woman. Imagine talking a guard into putting her pussy up against the bars.
Yeah, imagine if multiple MIGs would have gotten Joey. He'd have been like, let me see your pussy. And then Clarissa's like, I'll slap it against the glass.
He said, I can see, smell, and feel your cunt.
He said,
slap your cunt against the glass. Funny, you didn't slap it against my glass.
Just like pushing her pussy. Just a horny Southern girl going like, is that what you want, Migs?
How do you not love multiple Migs, by the way? The fact that he would actually get it in his hand and then just throw it at them as they're walking by. What a champion.
I guarantee multiple Migs. They should do a prequel about how he was undefeated in snowball fights. He just would be like, Migs! It's Migs!
And he would hit three people with the same snowball. Yeah. That's where the name came from.
They go, multiple Migs! This guy's got it! And I heard he puts cum in it. He comes in a snowball and throws it
out.
That's
how they knew the gay kid, because he would pick the snowball.
Guys, it's like Corona. It's like Corona Queens. It's like a Mr. Icy. He's just eating a cum fucking snowball. Yeah, dude, multiple Migs.
What a champion. What a champion. Most underrated guy in movie history.
First time I heard the word cum was that movie. I watched it at my friend's house.
Really?
And he's like, what did he say? He said, I could smell your. And I was like, what's a And then whoever's irresponsible dad was there watching the movie with us was like, it's a pussy. And you just go, okay. Right. It's like, do that little kid turn around and then turn back to the movie. All right. Please don't hug me.
And he held up a picture of his wife. That is a...
Hey, right here. The woman that's the reason we're in a single wide right now. Yeah.
It was widely the first... the first movie to use that word was The Boys and the Band, where it was used several times. However, it was also by Bronco Bullfrog, and Nicholson used it in Carnal Knowledge, maybe. I know he said it in Cuckoo's Nest.
Yeah. To describe Nurse Ratched.
Nurse Ratched, and I hate to break up the party. It was such a great, it was such a great usage of it.
Yeah, he's fucking young Nicholson.
Nothing better.
That motherfucker. My favorite thing was when Hunter S. Thompson would write about fucking with Nicholson up in Aspen.
Oh, would he?
Because there's like a thing that I don't know if Hunter S. Thompson was on acid or whatever, but in one of his books, he talks about leaving a frozen elk heart on Jack Nicholson's doorstep. And then, like, setting off fireworks, and Nicholson thought it was his stalker. Like, he, like, thought it was actually, like, they called the cops and shit.
Oh, I'm sure he's had many stalkers.
Oh, yeah. Was it in 97? I thought it was earlier than that when he was still...
Young guy, right? Like, that sounds like a 1972 story.
Yeah. But that's, like... Man, that's like old Hollywood, where they're just like, this guy writes out some pretty far out shit. And it's Hunter S. Thompson. He's like, I'll blow you the goddamn sky. Hunter S. Thompson was wild when you watch interviews with him.
I guess he was. I saw him do something with the Hell's Angels, and I know very little about him.
Yeah.
But I saw some Hell's Angels.
Yeah, that was his first book.
And weren't they after him after that? Or
they beat him up.
They beat him up,
They beat
right?
him up, and he was like, in the book, and that's how the book ends, with him getting the shit kicked out of him by them. But he kind of is like, that's like... Not really Gonzo style, but it's the start of it.
Why did they do that? Like, what did he do wrong?
They just didn't like, one guy told another guy, like, I don't like him. And they're like, then fuck it. And that's how the Angels, he said in the book, kind of that's how they operated.
Oh, if one guy didn't like you, you're in trouble.
Yeah. And then he was just like, I don't know. I wrote about it. It's so weird because Hunter S. Thompson looks like a regular young guy right here.
Yeah.
And he was writing for like Harper's Bazaar and writing for a lot of magazines. And then he did it.
What are they doing here? He meets a Hell's Angel.
Like, yeah, it's like on a 60s television show.
Yeah.
And he's like talking about like, I don't think it's fair how you made us all look. And he's like, well, it was pretty accurate.
Oh, he's calling him out for the book?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was that long ago.
Sonny Barger, the leader of the Hell's Angels, was like pretty pissed at him for what he wrote.
Oh, okay. So he kind of hung out with them, and then they felt like he wrote shitty stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because in San Francisco in the 60s, everyone was like lumped together.
Yeah.
It was like him, Ken Kesey, the Hell's Angels, like all those people, all the scenesters. He had like, Hunter S. Thompson had like a huge crush on, who's the lead singer of Jefferson Airplane?
Yes.
Gracie Allen.
Grace Jones.
Grace Jones. So he would like.
Gracie Allen.
He's like, Hunter S. Thompson sure does love my wife. George Burns is.
Say shoot yourself by the pool, Gracie.
Gracie did too much acid. She's tripping her lips off.
Yeah, Gracie's shitting on Nicholson's front.
Hunter dropped Gracie off at Jacko's house. She's pooping. I'm just busting her lips. I'm going to start saying that. Instead of busting your balls.
Just busting your lips.
I'm just fucking busting your lips. Sweating my lips off. How are women not using it?
I don't know how they are. Man, you hear what she said? That took lips.
Oh, my my God, I froze my lips off. you fucking, come on, women.
They really don't talk about their lips enough. You're right.
You fucking use it. It's the weirdest part of your pussy.
I'm not home right now. You can see that, but I'm not happy. You want to know why? Because I'm in a hotel, and it's not a ghost bed. It's just a regular bed. I have been spoiled, and now I am tossing and turning on this stupid bed because I don't have my ghost bed. I should travel with my ghost bed. I need a better career, and I can have people ship my ghost bed from hotel to hotel. Shopping for a mattress shouldn't feel like a guessing game, but for most people it does. For me, it certainly did. Too firm, too soft, runs hot, doesn't last. It's hard to know what's actually going to work for you. That's where Ghostbed's new and improved mattress quiz can help. Now, I know no one likes homework. Few clicks matches you with the right mattress for how you sleep. Are you a side sleeper, back sleeper? I can't sleep on my back at all. I wake up, I feel like I'm being teabagged. Partner who wants something totally different than you, the quiz factors all of this in so you get a mattress that actually fits your life. Here's the best part. Every Ghostbed mattress, it's built by a team with over 20 years of experience. There's no sagging, no overheating. It's a durable, comfortable mattress. It keeps you sleeping soundly night after night. Every Ghostbed mattress is built with cooling in mind. And honestly, I'll say it again. I'll say it every time I do this read. I despise a hot mattress. I need a cool mattress, and Ghostbed is very, very cool and very, very comfortable, perfect for hot sleepers. Really, keeping a neutral temperature is key to anyone looking to improve your sleep quality. Combine their cooling features with prices up to 50% less than competitors. It's no wonder they've racked up over 60,000 five-star reviews. 60,001, if you count me. Ghostbed backs it all with a 101-night sleep trial, fast and free shipping, and a 20 to 25-year warranty. It's amazing. Right now, my listeners get 25% off site-wide for a limited time. You head to ghostbed.com/Norton. Don't be scared. Go to find the Ghostbed mattress quiz and use the code Norton at checkout to get your discount. Ghostbed.com/Norton with the code Norton. Trust me, I'm a bad sleeper. I love my Ghostbed. Oh, even though it's scary. DraftKings. That's how I'm going to introduce DraftKings. DraftKings. DraftKings Casino has your playbook for gaming action all season long. Play thousands of popular slots for a shot at jackpots. Over 400 million has already been awarded. Or maybe I'll say it like this. Over 400 million. New players get 500 spins on Huff and More Puff. Over 10 days, download the app. Use code Norton. N-O-R. T-O-N, and claim your spins after your first $5 wager. Get in the game with DraftKings Casino, home of the largest jackpot win in online casino history. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777. Or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only, void in Ontario. Eligibility restrictions apply. New customers only. Non-withdrawable casino spins issued as 50 spins per day for 10 days, valid for featured game only, and expire each day after 24 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Ends October 5th, 2025 at 11:59 p.m.
And they get so mad, like me and Mark Norman, he was on, we talked about like the lips and the ones we liked and didn't like, yeah. Like the way they talk about dicks. And they got so angry. Well, so yeah. Many women get so mad.
Yeah, you would too if you had fucking Bullwinkle down there.
I guess I would too. Yeah.
Fucking giant, just fucking, yeah, because when, like, listen, when a dick is ugly or small, it makes you become like,
makes for a good comedian.
That's what I mean. I was gonna say a CEO or like a fucking leader of a country.
Yeah,
but you have an ugly pussy, and I think it just makes you mean.
That is true. If you have an ugly pussy, you get nothing. If you have a small ugly dick, you invent Microsoft.
or you take over a country. Yeah. If you have an ugly pussy, you just you're just mean to your coworkers.
I want Crimea. Okay.
You just go like, someone ate my carrot cake in the refrigerator. You know, what's up with Carol? Your gross lips. Yeah. Busting your lips, Carol. Just take it easy.
Yeah, come on. I'm busting your lips.
I'm just busting some lips.
He's breaking lips.
He's breaking lips. I'm just splitting lips over here, you know? That does sound more like a rape metaphor.
Who almost drowned Bill Murray? Hunter S. Thompson? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hunter S. Thompson might have been a guy where you hang out with him and it's a fun story, but then, like, in the day and age of caller ID, if he called you, you'd go, I got a long day.
And it's only fun in hindsight.
Yeah.
Like, while it's happening, yes. You're like, what am I doing with this fucking idiot? And then all of a sudden, you're like, hey, I hung out with Hunter S. Thompson. How was it?
Oh, I took a taser out and he tased my friend. And I said, Hunter, I think he pissed his pants. And then he said, he did piss his pants. And I'm going to kick him down in the snow for it. Anyways, we didn't talk for like 2 months, me and my friend. But good story. Hindsight.
Yeah, I was glad he smoked in my new car.
He would do some shit like that.
He would.
He took acid at my son's bris and it kind of caused a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, he kissed them oil. They got blood on their lips.
He said, God damn it, don't you understand? This is calamari. But yeah, like Johnny Depp, like lived with, like Johnny Depp's the same kind of guy.
Yeah.
Great stories. Probably very, I could imagine. I wouldn't know. Imagine it would be a little exhausting to be around him.
Maybe, yeah. Like, he's a guy I've never met. I know Stanhope and him are very close. So.
That's why I might be wrong. Yeah. Stanhope's the man.
He is. But he's also a lunatic. Doug's a fucking maniac. Doug's
like the Hunter S. Thompson of Stanhope. Comedy.
Yeah, he is. And he's legitimately like that. So yeah.
Shane went down there and lived with him for 2 weeks during the pandemic, like when everything was closed.
Yeah.
And he's like, he made me get a haircut. And then he FaceTimed me, and I was like, oh, my God. He's like, Doug made me and Sam Talent get haircuts. We're staying here. And you're like, yeah, that is some Hunter S. Thompson stuff. Where he's like, shave your goddamn head.
That is something Stanhope would do for no reason.
For no reason. And then he was like telling me about like doing mushrooms and just sitting on the roof with him and Stanhope and Talent. And I was like, that sounds fucking rad.
In Bisbee?
Yeah. Bisbee's, I mean, at night, fucking beautiful.
Is it really?
Yeah, I used to live out in Tucson.
Oh.
And I would drive down to Tombstone for the school project, but I would stop in Bisbee. It's fucking nice.
I would do it. I'd go there for the day, like to see Doug for the day. I can't stay at people's houses. I don't like it. But I would, for a day, I would love, I love Stanhope, so.
That's something I had to explain to my cousin. It's like, I love you. I don't ever want to stay at your house if I have hotel money.
And nor do I want you at mine, even if you don't.
Yeah. My mom was like, I can't wait to come see your guys' place. I go, there's a Hilton right down the street.
Right down the street.
And you can come in and see where we tape the podcast.
I don't like when people, like I have a little office room there. And my wife's friend came and it was fine. We weren't going to put her in a hotel.
Sure.
But when her family came, they stayed at a hotel. I can't have people here.
Yeah.
I'm weird. I don't like people in my space.
You wake up and they're in your kitchen and you're like, I just wanted to make a coffee.
Just wanted to be alone. I have shit. I want coffee.
I want to talk to my dog in the voice that I give her. I don't want you knowing what voice that is. That's a private thing.
Yeah, exactly. Some people would say it's like blackface, but verbal.
I go, sure, it is very racist towards Asians. However, it's very funny to have a
between
dog.
Us, it's fine.
It's fine. And I do a perfect Laotian accent. Yeah.
The dog appreciates it. I think it's cute.
It's all worldly and shit. Just fucking let us go.
There's a weird thing with people in your space. Like I like to, when I have coffee, it helps me shit. It gets everything going. You know that feeling when you're on your computer and you have a few coffees and it's like, all right, it's time. I don't like to be interfered with.
I like to edge. Like in the morning, if I have to poop, go do one or two other things.
Yeah, me too.
Earn it.
Yeah, me too.
And then I sit down, I go, plunk, 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 and I go,
it's like where you're stiff legging, like,
yeah, yeah. And then you just sit down and I lock in a gargoyle position on my squatty potty.
I haven't used mine. I love a good squatty potty.
I just have one on around both toilets.
Do you know I was on?
I don't care if people dislike it.
No, it's great to have, and they know that's what it's for. Yeah. Put your feet up.
Yeah.
Man, it's not offensive.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm a worldly man. I like to poop in the styles of the Far East.
I was on my way to, I went to Tim Dillon's this year. I got invited to his summer bash.
Oh, you,
very
yeah.
nice in the Hamptons.
You went to his, what's that grove? You went to his adrenochrome feeding that he has out on his, where you guys crack open the skulls of scared El Salvadorian boys.
Yeah,
and
it was
feast.
A bunch of billionaires and a bunch of cribs.
Tim, I think something's wrong with my Guatemalan. He's not as afraid. And Tim went, I'll get you a new one. We have one downstairs with a pit bull 2 inches from
terrified.
His face. I fucked up.
That's okay.
And I was just going, because I couldn't think of a Rottweiler.
But I couldn't name the vice president. You're at least trying to riff about child murder. At least for you, there was a reason.
I couldn't think of a goddamn dog, James.
So I was on my way out there, and I had the cold brew,
yeah.
And it's a 2-hour drive, even without traffic. It's a long drive.
It's a very long drive.
And I had to shit. And I'm like, I don't want to shit in Tim's house, even though the bathrooms he had. Tim's got money because his bathrooms.
He's got like multiple homes.
Multiple homes he had on the outside, and like those portable ones they drop off with a trailer.
Yeah.
But they were air conditioned.
Outside at a concert.
But they weren't porta potties. They were like, oh, this is what the people in the Hamptons call porta potties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a rich guy.
Oh my god, a porta potty! You go. That's just a bathroom.
That's someone's house.
Yeah, that's good. That's better than my apartment.
It was big. It was probably the size of my bathroom here.
Yeah.
Ice cold air conditioning, great. Immaculate. So, but I didn't know that. So I stopped in a Speedway to shit.
Great.
And I had to squat because it was so disgusting. But I hadn't done that in a long time. It was almost a stand, and I fired out, a perfect.
Yeah.
I felt totally empty. Like, there's something to it.
You get something where it just falls, where you go, oh, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm empty.
Versus, like, normally when I'm at a gas station, I'm, like, fighting through it. Like, get the fuck out.
You know, it's funny. It says here, sorry, Tim, $4 million for that. I would have thought more.
You would have thought more.
I would have thought more. I would have thought more than $4 million.
I don't know. Maybe the government helped them. You know, they're like, you cover up the Epstein thing and we'll knock a mill off it.
Have you been there?
And he goes, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, I went out to the Hamptons last year. Big J did an Airbnb for a weekend.
Oh.
And Tim came over.
Okay.
But he did the most Tim Dillon shit I've ever heard in my life. He walked into the house and he goes, I just spent $45,000 on art and I don't even know what I bought. And then he's like, burgers. And went over there and started making like a beautiful burger. He's the man, dude. I love Tim. And getting Tim has always been Tim.
Yeah.
I explain this to anybody that has a problem with him. I'm like, well, you just never knew Tim. Tim has stayed consistently Tim.
He's a very comfortable, like there was a weird, Ann Coulter was there, who I love. I mean, she's been very nice to me. And so I sat with her and her boyfriend and a friend. We just yapped for an hour. And Tim came over and was talking about something and just joking about the billionaires. And he said they were talking about a mutual person that Tim liked. He's like, yeah, let's grab dinner. We'll do LA. And she's like, yeah, that sounds great. And I'm like, I know people for years and I'm not that comfortable saying, hey, let's just grab dinner. No. He's just a comfortable guy.
I'm like, next time I see you, I'll have to reintroduce myself,
yes.
I'm sure.
Hi, I'm Jim. I tell jokes for a living. How are you?
Let's start back at square one and work into our relationship. Yeah,
I'm so uncomfortable, and he just seems comfortable talking to people.
It's also very funny because, like, if you do one of Tim's shows here at the Stand or, like, hang out with Tim enough, he's friends by proxy with horrible people.
Is he?
Where he'll be like, this is Diane Child Soldier. Her family works in Children's Soldiers. And you go, nice to meet you. And he goes, isn't Tim a riot? And you go, so you really send children to their death? And they go, we have for hundreds of years, yes. We have the estate next to them. And you're like, oh, okay. And Tim's like, enjoy the crudity. And then walks away. And you're just like sitting there with this lady like, all right, well.
He's one of those guys. And I'm not going to say like Epstein in a bad way, but like Tim is
I'm only talking about the highlights of Epstein.
Tim is the good part of Epstein. Scene, which is the introducing people who might never meet part.
Yeah.
Like just guys.
The Mossad agent part of
like,
Epstein.
Hey, I would like the president to meet this. Oh, yeah. All right, I can arrange that.
I am going to introduce this person who then can get blackmail on this person and then take away health care from Kentuckians.
But he's one of those guys who just knows everybody and is comfortable introducing
But Tim's
people.
Always been that way.
Yeah.
That's what I mean where I'm like, I love him because he's always, when we used to go on the road together, I dated this, over 10 years ago, I dated this wealthy girl, and he not only knew her, he knew who her, it was like I dated a pro wrestler and told Sam about it.
Oh.
And he would be like, well, but you knew this.
Tim jerked off?
Yeah, probably, because I told Tim, and he was like, I was so close to being friends with and named like three people. And now I think, I wouldn't be surprised if he is now.
With her?
Like, if these people that he talked about.
Oh, okay.
These girls that were, like, associated with this girl that I dated. And I was like, oh, that's... Tim's there now.
Yeah.
He's probably got as much money as some of these people.
That was such a nice place. His place was so cool and comfortable inside.
Yeah.
The food was great.
Oh, I mean, the food
is... Lobster rolls.
I'm telling you right now, if you ever want to have the best meal of your life, go get a meal with Tim Dillon.
Yeah, he knows where to eat.
It's fucking crazy.
The only time I've seen him out was years ago in a Smith and Walensky.
Yeah.
He was...
His uncle used to work there.
Ah.
His uncle worked for the company. He's retired now. But he... I did Tim's show at the Improv one time in L.A., and then he took me, Annie Letterman, and a couple other people to this restaurant in L.A., and then we just let him run the menu.
Oh, he just put everyone.
He was like, this, and this. Let me get that. Do you guys still do that buffalo blue cheese pizza? And he just came out, and you're like, this is the greatest thing I've ever had in my fucking life. He's like, this place is pretty good.
How funny is Annie?
She's the best.
I love Annie Letterman. She's a fun person to hang out with, too. Yeah,
she should be a... like a fifth grade teacher that gets suspended a lot for shit she says.
That'd be a good show. Her, yeah. I thought she was a teacher.
I don't know.
She did something like that.
But she just has that like Philly shithead vibe, which I really love about Annie.
Literally, yeah. She's, I know I sound like my aunt when I go, no filter, but she really does just let it fucking hang out and it's very funny.
Yeah. She said stuff to me over the years where I was like, what the fuck? Where you have to like double back.
Yeah, really?
You're like, oh, fuck. Ow, that hurt.
Well, she'll just stand up and she'll go, don't smell the seat. You're like, I wasn't, all right.
All right.
People heard her say it.
Well, now I want to.
I know. I mean, I would have thought of it, but I wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. Annie fucking rules. I wish she's happy in LA. She's engaged. She's doing well.
She is, yeah. And her fiance's a nice guy. Yeah. They have a bunch of reptiles. It's a fucking crazy house.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
No. A bunch of snakes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What does not surprise me, Annie Letterman has a bunch of reptiles.
Really?
Just in a way of like, it was either going to be that or her boyfriend was going to be a guy that rides a dirt bike. You know, it was one of it. Which one are you going to pick?
Yeah, I guess reptiles.
It was either having snakes or marrying a guy named Snake.
Yeah.
She's like, Snake's here for me. And you're like, of course, Annie's fucking
working. Yeah. He's landing a glider on top of the World Trade Center.
Oh, dude, Snake Plissken. I would fire. Annie Letterman deserves to be with Snake Plissken.
She sure does.
Yeah, she does. Surf that fucking wave out of L.A.
His form-fitting fucking army khakis.
I just watched that recently.
The original is great.
Escape from New York is great.
Here's where they fucked up. And if we can take a call if there's anybody in the way. But here's where they fucked up with the first one. Is the date, what was it, 1997, and they made the movie in 81 or 82?
Yeah, they overshot. They did what Demolition Man did. They thought it was going to get way worse way too soon.
Yeah.
All you got to do, I'll tell you, I'm watching Alien Earth on FX. Fucking phenomenal.
Really?
Noah Hawley doesn't miss. The guy just...
What is he? I don't even know who that is.
Fargo, the television series.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He did that. He did Legion on FX.
I didn't see that.
It was great.
Was that about the devil?
That was about X-Men. It was like a X-Men offshoot. But fucking, I love the Alien movies, like the whole franchise.
Yeah.
This show is great.
It's about the same thing as the...
It takes place in between Alien and Aliens, and it takes place on Earth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Weyland company has like the ones that went out and found the Xenomorph or developed the Xenomorph. Like, their ship crashes into Earth.
Oh, interesting. Okay, because the movies were great. Who directed the... Oh, Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott.
Yeah, they were great.
Yeah, and I think, didn't James Cameron produce it? Something like that?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Jim Cameron really knows.
My old buddy, Jimmy.
Jim Cameron.
Oh, when Jim comes around and shows us screeners.
I dare you to go to the trench, I said.
Let me tell you right now, Avatar 3 is going to blow you away. What he's doing in the space.
It really is crazy.
I think he was. Maybe not.
I don't know if... But then, was he around back then? I mean, they were in the 70s, 78, right? The first Alien?
That was his, like, I think his first... Like, James Cameron was like Terminator, Alien. He had a fucking run.
I forgot he did the Terminators. Yeah, he was around the early 80s. Oh, 79. Okay. Yeah, he was around that. Okay.
Yeah.
I just forgot.
So Ridley Scott did it.
The first two, Sigourney Weaver, when she had those little panties on.
Yeah.
That little fur bulge.
Dude, I always had a thing for Ripley.
Yes.
Dude, I love it. Little fucking mutt. Dude, a fan came to the shows in North Carolina and brought me a Playboy from June 1983, the month I was born.
Yeah.
So much muff. No lips, all muff.
It really was all, it was a lot of muff back then. I like a little bit of both. I don't mind some muff.
I need a little.
But I like to see a little.
Always, Big J used to have that joke about pussies. He's like, sometimes a face needs a beard. And he's like, sometimes pussy needs hair.
He's right.
And he's like, you see the deep blue vein that runs down one side? This is pumping blood. I think about that line all the time. He did that joke at the Patrice benefit. Like the first Patrice benefit going like first. And I was like, Jay is going dark. He's going, oh, so funny. I think about that joke all the time.
Wait, was she in Playboy?
No.
You just say muff. Okay. Muff. Yeah, she had a great body. She was really hot.
Sigourney Weaver is still hot.
Yeah, she is.
She aged very well. She's like Jane Seymour. She aged where you're like, I can. You're still hot.
But I can't. Was she in a Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman?
Yeah.
Worst name for a TV show ever.
I didn't give a shit. I was pumping cum to her.
Really?
Oh, my God. Jane Seymour? That's why when they made her the, like, lusty MILF in Wedding Crashers, I was like, someone booked this from my brain.
I was a Jill Clayburgh guy, but I'm older than you. Yeah. So I know, but you like Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
I just lived in Colorado, and I thought I would take a dusty hand job behind a wagon. Take a real.
She'd spit in her hand. It would be like the thing when you have dirt in your hand.
Goes, this is called European style. And you go, oh, you are a traveler. Oh, fuck. I'm going to get killed.
I'm going to get elixir on your shoes.
Oh, I'm going to die of diarrhea in a week. Oh, fuck. Oh, you want some elixir? That's what they called it back then. I'm going to fucking elixir all over you.
Let me see. Is that her?
Yeah, that's Sigourney. I mean, no, that's Sigourney Weaver.
I thought so. Yeah. Where's Jane Seymour?
Still beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, she's attractive.
Sigourney Weaver. Thank you. Look at Jane Seymour, dude.
Yeah, she was pretty. Okay, I never really paid attention to Jane Seymour.
That's like far back. You went like 12th century on another Jane Seymour. Look at those titties, though. Damn.
Yeah. She's lovely.
Jane, met us Dr. Quinn.
Doc, I hated that. You know.
I don't know. You know, if the coyotes don't get her, I think the fucking rattlesnake's gonna. Next thing I know, I got these fucking sewed down my fucking neck. You know? Yeah, I signed a treaty with them and then they fucking broke it.
I recommend an MRI.
Just Dr. Colin Quinn.
Dr. Colin Quinn, medicine woman. I'm on my fucking period.
I don't know. It's not my fault you got bit by the rattlesnake. What do you want me to do? Fucking suck it out? Yeah, dude, that show would come on, and that show would always come on like Saturday afternoon when my mom would be gone with her friends, and I'd just be like 11 or 12 and horny.
You'd crank it.
And I'd be like, damn, she looks good out in that field.
Yeah.
And then I'd come, and I'd be like, what?
But it is, like, because there's only so many options, so you would take something like this.
Music videos or this.
Music videos, okay.
People thought I'm crazy for saying this. But back in the day, you used to jerk off the music videos.
MTV would announce, like Martha Quinn would go, all right, and coming up we have, and I would look for like Joan Jett, and there was a few, I think Crimson and Clover, I was for me like an ass in shiny pants, and I think there was a few Joan Jett.
I could do it to the Bengals. She's hot. Lead singer of the Bengals was really hot.
Oh, yeah. Don't tell me. I know her name. I went on a fucking rabbit hole where I was watching her sing Manic Monday acoustic.
Oh, great.
I don't know why. I just went down like the weird Bengals.
That's what YouTube's for. Finding videos that you would have never found.
What is her name? Lori something? Am I an idiot? The lead singer of the Bengals who sings. There's two of them. One of them, different one sings. The
like hot brunette.
Oh, I'm going to be a fucking Susanna Hoffs.
Okay. Yeah. Look, she aged great.
She's very attractive. Yeah.
Oh, man. Dude, that was I think that's like one of my first crushes.
Was Susanna Hoffs?
Like
yeah.
Seeing the Bengals, that music video, and being like, who the fuck is that woman?
Yeah, she's kind of lovely.
Yeah. That was like early internet, let me look her up because she was so hot.
Have you ever been like, and I don't mean obsessed in like an unhealthy way, but like, or like, who was your like, when you, I think this is the girl.
Oh, when I was young? Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, I was 14 or 15 when Britney Spears came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It was just like, there was no even, and then this is what Britney Spears was so popular and I had such low self-esteem that I was like, what am I doing? This is why I love my fiance, Katie, because she did the same thing, but with boy bands, where you don't take the first round draft pick. You take the third or fourth because you know that you have to settle.
Sure.
Like her favorite. This makes me laugh about Katie every time. Her favorite member of NSYNC was J.C. Chassé because she was like, because I didn't think anyone else like him. She's like, everyone liked Justin Timberlake.
So she wanted the one that she figured would have low self-esteem and be off by the side.
So I went Jessica Simpson. She had big tits.
Yeah.
She was like the third one down. It went like Britney. When I was a teenager, it went like Britney, Christina, Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
And Jessica Simpson had huge tits.
Yeah, it's fair.
So I was just like, absolutely. So there was an FHM she was on that I was just, sweet God. That thing, my mom thought I got it laminated. She found that thing and she was like, oh, cool. I was just on in between my mattresses. It was an FHM cover. FHM of Jessica Simpson. I'll tell you exactly which one it was.
And it was her sister that caught lip syncing, right? It was Ashley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. There it is.
Didn't Dane hook up with her?
Yeah.
I heard
Dane. Yeah, when they were doing Employee of the Month.
He fucked her?
I don't know if I'm supposed to say that.
Well, you know, I mean, if he hooked up with her, I imagine the fucking 2007 Dane was running through everybody. Good for
this
him.
This was like 03 Dane.
Oh, okay.
This is like 04 Dane. This is when Dane is at the height of his... This is when he's still a little underground.
Yeah.
But he's selling fucking major tickets.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they did Employee of the Month together.
I just remember hearing it. I didn't even know she was in that movie.
Yeah. They did. And that's...
Good for him.
That's a dangerous situation. Thank God I'm not an actor. Like, I've acted in stuff, you've acted in stuff, but thank God I'm not an actor. Because if my wife was an actress and she's like, I got to go do this Victorian movie where I'm like, this guy's love slave, and I'm like, who is it? She's like, Jason Momoa. You're like,
oh, fuck.
It's like the Mr. and Mrs. Smith thing. It's like Jennifer Aniston was married to Brad Pitt, and then he goes and makes Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and you go, I'm fucked.
Yeah, I'm in trouble.
And then he comes back and he goes, have you seen Angelina Jolie?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to go adopt a bunch of UN members.
But you don't want to, especially if your fiance runs off with like iced tea. You're like, oh, no.
Is he pimping you? I tell the bitch, sit the fuck down, bitch. And you go, I could talk meaner to you. This is the problem, man. You ain't got no. We were watching on Sagalo's podcast. He had never seen those old HBO documentaries, Pimps Up, Hoes Down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or Hookers at the
Point. Was he in those, iced tea?
He was at Pimps Up, Hoes Down.
Oh, because right.
They were going to like the Pimp Ball, which Chappelle based the Haters Ball on.
And also, Dennis Hoff was in that. Was he from Bunny Ranch?
Bunny Ranch was in that, and they had a bunch of pimps in it.
Pimps Up, Hoes Down, yes.
And you watch it, and you're like, man, this is so not cool. It's just women looking at the ground, and a guy with like giant rings being like, they understand the game. If they don't understand the game, then I'll peep them to the game.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, you're just... Bishop, trafficking women.
Bishop Don Juan.
That's who was the one I was talking about with all the rings, where he's like, and just his hoes are like behind him like.
Did you ever read, there's a really good book about that called, what was his name? He's the most famous, it's a famous pimp book. They all got up.
Chappelle talked about it on The Bird.
It's a great book.
On his special.
It's called Pimp the Story. Iceberg Slim.
Iceberg Slim. Iceberg Slim.
Because there was a guy.
I had that book and I don't think I ever read it.
It's very good. And he talks about in the book, the guy he learned from is a guy I'm fascinated with.
His sensei?
His sensei, yes.
Yeah. His pussy sensei? Grasshopper, you must smack a bitch.
Yeah. You'll punch her in face, but knock her teeth out.
Take her the money. She give a blowjob. You take her money. yes, my sensei.
What was the guy's name? The guy who he got, because the guy had a cat.
San Francisco. It's like
Miss. The cat's name is Miss Peaches.
Okay,
he had a cat named Miss Peaches.
Iceberg Slim, and then it was like the Frisco Kid or some shit. They had names like gunslingers.
I don't. Yeah, but I'll know his name when I might remember his name if I see it. But there's no pictures of this guy.
Look at that hair, dude.
That's Iceberg Slim, huh?
Beautiful man, born in Chicago.
I wish I could remember the name of his, but it's a great book. But here's what's so funny about it. Like, comedians get so much shit, or don't make fun of that. But yet the way pimp culture is like kind of embraced by people, they're like, you know, pimping, everything's pimping. It's like, yeah, but that's fine. You don't mind that. But if I do it.
Oh, so I do cartel fucking culture. You get mad that I have a golden AK and I wear a Sicario mask to take people in the night.
Exactly.
And you're mad at me.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm the bad guy.
I cut every throat in the village and all of a sudden, scold him.
I take the hands off my enemies and I'm the one that you're mad at. Okay.
You ever see video? I've seen a video of people. They were found by the side of the road with plastic bags around where their hands used to be.
Dude, it fucking...
Don't steal from the cartel.
When I lived in Tucson, it was like bad. It was like bad, but then when I moved here in 07, it got so bad that like the Arizona state government was telling... They sent an email to every kid at University of Arizona, Arizona State, and Northern Arizona, and they're like, hey, maybe we don't go down to Rocky Point, Mexico this year. Maybe we don't go to Nogales anymore.
But then you'd have to cross through, and what?
Well, you just go to Nogales is a border town, so it's just right on the border of Arizona and Mexico. And it's like, literally, there's a McDonald's where you can just sit and eat and look over the Mexican border.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, '01, I went down, I used to go down there my freshman year, like, the first month I was there was before 9/11. So you're just like going across the border and then coming back and being like,
no problem.
It's like Chappelle and Robin Hood Men in Tights. It's like, I'm on this side, I'm on that side. And then 9/11 happened and it got a little harder. But
I went to Mexico once for Cancun for MTV, but I never actually went into
awesome.
It was fun. Yeah, I sat at the 50 Cent on the plane.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this. Yeah, yeah. When were we talking? That's awesome.
Yeah, I did a bit on it years ago.
MTV used to be the shit.
It was the shit.
You know
How many times have you heard me complain about my penis having the rigidity of a slug with a broken neck? I'm getting older. Sometimes it just doesn't react. Thank God for Blue Chew tablets. You hear that? That's not my hand. That's my erect penis hitting the desk. Blue Chew. God, what a lifesaver these things are. They are the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. I don't even need to tell you guys what they are. Everyone knows Blue Chew is kind of in the zeitgeist. Everybody knows what it is, but I use it, and the reason I use it is because it really helps my penis firm up nicely. A lot of times my dick would just lay there lollygagging, passed out like some drunk. And then I would take a Blue Chew, that little blue tablet, about 30 minutes before I was about to have sex, or sometimes just I wanted to go on a date and I wanted a nice imprint in my trousers, so I took my Blue Chew, and the results for me were very good. Again, I've complained a lot about my dick, as you know. These are some of these little things. I don't want to read it. All right, last time I took a Blue Chew, my dick got sponsored by an energy drink company and refused to do missionary, saying it was bad for the brand. Extreme positions only. Ugh. That's not true. Sometimes I'll take a Blue Chew and my dick just jumps up and I just look at it. And I'll bring a girl over and I'll go, hey, you see? And she'll go, oh my God, I'm so happy I came. Now, I'm married, of course. I don't do that now. But sometimes I'll take a Blue Chew on the road with me, even though I'm alone. And I'll take one, and I'll just whack off like the old days. And I'll call my wife on FaceTime, and I'll just show it to her. And she'll go, who is this? And then we laugh. Guys, this is not just about performance. It's about third legacy. Give her group something to talk about in a positive way. Because you know they're laughing at your rotten, small, non-functional dick. So you take a Blue Chew, give these fucking hens something to cackle about. Oh my God, he went for so long last. Oh my God, it was so much better. Oh my God, he finally got an erection. We've got a special deal for our listeners, really my listeners. As always, you get your first month of Blue Chew for free. Use the promo code Norton at checkout. You pay $5 for shipping. That's it. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com. That's BLUECHEW. BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And a big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. And more importantly, even when you don't sponsor the podcast, I still use your product because it's great.
Have you ever seen the pimping episode of South Park?
No.
Where Butters meets a bunch of pimp and they keep going, you know what I'm saying? He goes, I do know what you're saying. And he just, every time they say it, he goes, I do know what you're saying. And then he becomes a pimp. It's my favorite line where he's telling Wendy, he goes, come on, Wendy, you were built for the playground. And she's like, Butters. And he's like,
you're my bottom bitch.
It's the best. It's one of my favorites.
We should take one phone call from somebody because Dan likes the calls.
I like calls.
And yet we've been talking for a while and we've not taken any.
I like to connect.
I do too, Dan. Don't get me wrong.
I like to connect. I love a real Lila. I have a Delilah energy.
Yeah, you're on. Are you cold?
No.
Okay, because I have the air's on. The air's not bothering us?
I'm jumping the gun. I'm too excited for fall, so I'm wearing long sleeves.
I like a good fall outfit.
I like a sweatshirt.
But it's crazy. I mean, you know, it's coming around the corner quick.
You know? I want to double kick you. Call Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, is going to make me laugh. All day. I'm going to be just like at home playing video games and everything. Like, well, I don't know. Maybe if you don't break a treaty with the fucking Apache, they won't fucking take you in the middle of the night.
They had a lump in my breast.
I'm pretty sure you're familiar with my friend Tonto, you know. Not really that helpful, you know. Yeah, Sitting Bull, more like sitting on my own nuts. I don't know if that's ever happened to you.
The ironic Dr. Quinn medicine.
Well, I could help you, but I'm going to cut it off. This is going to be painful. Not as painful as watching Jim Norton, you know.
Yeah, maybe fucking voice you call.
Yeah, Bob Kelly.
Bobby got on a horse and broke his back.
They're worried about the buffalo going to stink, but you got Bob Kelly around. How fucking...
Yeah, hi, you're on with Dan and Jim. Lucky you.
Oh, my God. I'm calling from, get this, Germany, Jim.
Oh, perfect.
Have you heard of it?
I have, yes. Oh. I enjoy your caviar films.
First of all, I'm not a fanboy, okay, but I rock with all you guys, and I hate all the guys you talk bad behind anybody's back. And, well, I have an incident I could share, but I would love to tell you. My name is, by the way, Piri, P-I-R-I. And I'm an aspiring comic. You don't want to hear about that. You don't want to hear about anything about my joke books. But Jim, hold on, that told you you look like an absorbed twin.
It's hard to hear you. It's very hard to hear you. Clipping. There's a clicking on your phone.
And also you're giving like a Bond villain speech, but it sucked.
Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you understand, James? All the magma in the world could make everyone bow at my feet. Yeah,
right. Yes, thank you anyway, sir. We appreciate
it. I'm not a fan of yours or the people that you work for, Mr. Bond.
Is that what he said?
No, he was like, tell something about us talking shit behind people's backs, which, baby.
We're on the air.
Baby, I do it all up front.
Yeah. What do you think? Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, is not going to make the final cut of the podcast?
Are you kidding me? We're writing hits over here.
Yeah, exactly.
just two idiots.
I'm not only going to, not only is that going to be, but it's going to be in a reel, and I'm going to try to ask Colin to collaborate.
We're going to have it photoshopped. You think we're not going to fucking lean into this thing?
All right, you're on the phone. Let's try another
Let's
one.
Let's try one more.
One more.
Doing pretty good. Jim, Dan, big fans of you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I was curious. Jim, I can't stop dipping people.
Can't stop what?
Chipping.
Tipping?
Doing chip to people.
Oh, chipping.
Oh.
I thought he said sniffing and then tipping, which I've done in that order.
You go, if I tip you, can I sniff you? That's the old Norton thing.
Yes. You go, sniffer, tip.
If I get a big tip, can I get a sniff?
Or can I sniff the tip?
It is strange that you have yourself created a form of mental illness for people.
Chipping.
Chipping.
I didn't know that. Yeah, but
instead
it really...
of stimming, it's chipping.
How have you been chipping, sir? Let's get to the nitty gritty.
It's fucked up. Well, I mean, doing stuff like I hit people with "fuck yeah" all the time.
Right.
Whenever they say something, I'll go, "Oh, wait, hold on."
That's great.
Yeah, I mean,
lead up to a new joke.
The only advice I could give you, sir, is keep doing it. That's the way to isolate yourself from family and friends.
Don't worry, I probably will.
Because the fault you make is, this is my advice for you, is don't try to give context, because that's where you'll lose everyone.
Yes.
Just do it and then let it live alone. Don't people go, what was that? And then you go, do you know Jim Norton? Don't bring Jim into this.
No, because then you'll show them video, they won't laugh.
They won't like it. They won't ever like it.
My wife's family saw Chip video, and they didn't know what I... He's not funny.
Well, they're Norwegian.
It's terrible. They just thought that's what I did.
Norwegians only laugh at, like, trees falling and, like, stuff like nature just happening. And
they're the worst. The worst thing is Norwegian television.
I understand. There was one time in 2018, I took a trip to Scandinavia. I went and saw Queens of the Stone Age in Stockholm, and then I went to Sweden, I went to Amsterdam, and then I went to Iceland.
Was Dave Grohl with them then?
No.
But he was with them at one point, right?
He plays on a couple albums. Albums. He's played on two albums of theirs, and he tours with them sometimes. Yeah. And they had a band. Josh Homme and him had a band called Them Crooked Vultures.
Yes.
But I went to Sweden, and I was like, the joke I wrote when I came back was like, because I'm half Swedish, I was like, I didn't know I was half boring. You just like go there, and you're like, wow, you guys are fucking tough. Yeah. What a tough hang.
Yeah.
But then I went to Iceland, and the people in Iceland made the Swedish people look Italian. They were like,
very white
fish?
And bland, yeah.
What? And you're like, you guys all right? You guys need to liven this place up. Let's get some spice in here. Let some Mexicans in. Do something.
But then again, that thing, that the boring is the price you pay for a quiet movie theater.
I mean, it really is. It really is the reason that you can just walk down the street and, not hear screaming.
Yep.
Yeah, Sweden was beautiful. I'd go back there in a fucking second.
Iceland, we went to for like a week years ago, and I want to go back. Like
Reykjavik was great. Ari and I were trying to do a show there before he disappeared. We were going to set one up, but should do that with us.
Reykjavik, I would love to do. I went to Bobby Fischer's grave when I was there.
Oh, shit.
That's where he's buried.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
did you go to the Blue Lagoon?
That's what I was going to say, because there's a Blue Lagoon in Reykjavik, and then there's a Blue Lagoon by itself. The one by itself is so much better.
I bet.
The actual, it's like 2 hours.
We went out. You take a bus out there.
Yes, we took a bus.
That's the one I went out to. And they have the whole complex.
Yeah.
Where you like go in, and then you like have a locker, and then you go into the actual Blue. It's, yeah.
Dude, we had our own room where we got access to like a little lagoon by ourselves.
That's awesome.
And there was moss on the ground. You feel like you're stepping in jizz.
Yeah. You're like, what the fuck is this? It's from the dinosaur times? We got we went there during the World Cup, during the 2018 World Cup, and Iceland was playing Argentina like that while we were going to the Blue Lagoon, and we were mad because we were like, fuck, we wanted to go out, but we already made our reservation.
Yeah.
So we went out there. We went in the Blue Lagoon. We like went swimming, and then at the end, I asked one of the guys that worked there, I was like, are there any TVs? We're trying to watch the World Cup game. And he was like, an African dude working there. He's like, you want to watch the World Cup? And I was like, yeah, is that all right? And he's like, come with me. And they took us into this like private meeting room where they had a screen pulled down and the whole staff of the Blue Lagoon was watching.
Oh, they were watching it.
And it was a tie. Iceland tied Argentina. It was fucking crazy. It was like really cool to be around. They were so hyped for it, for a tie. I've never seen a room of people. Really shows you how much we take for granted being American.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
America, you're like, we're going to win it all. And then they were like, it's not a loss. Like they're celebrating it. It's no loss. And you're like, well, yeah, but you should want to win. Yeah. And they're like, no loss.
No
and
loss.
Like, okay, I get it. I guess that's the way you guys keep your peace.
It's very pretty there, and I would love to go back. That was like the kind of room we had where you just walk out and step right into a lagoon.
Yeah, I feel like... I don't know if that is the one I went to. The one I went to, there was like an entire like gift shop and fucking...
Oh, I'm sure this has that too. This is like a...
Look at that. That isn't... That is... I don't know if that's the one I went to.
It's very nice.
It's cool. It's fucking... The
smoke coming off it.
Either one you go to, it's really cool.
The one in Reykjavik was like... It wasn't as fun. It was more like a day spa as opposed to this place where there's like giant rocks... Inside, there's a giant rock in the hallway.
Yeah,
I went,
it wasn't a hotel. I went to the one in Reykjavik,
which was fine. But this was like that's what kind of where we were, like a little private lagoon area where you're just walking through slime on your feet.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I would do it again.
Yeah, we should do that show. Me, you, and Ari should do that.
I would love to do a show there. I don't draw here, so I mean, it'd be worse there.
Maybe this is like that movie, you know, Sugar Man. Where the guy goes to South Africa and he was like, they're Bob Dylan and they never... Searching for Sugar Man, I think
no.
it is. No. You've never seen this?
I've not.
Searching for Sugar Man's unbelievable. It's about Sixto Rodriguez, this guy from Detroit, and he made these albums and that he became like Bob Dylan in South Africa.
Yes. Did he know it? He didn't know it for a while.
He didn't know it.
Yeah.
He didn't know it until the documentary and then they like put it together and then he would like start going over there and performing. But he was just like a regular guy.
But people like him over there?
Yeah. He's like... iconic. His album is like an iconic album and he had no idea. He just like was like a construction worker and then fucking just live like a normal life.
How long is he dead or alive?
I don't know.
And how long was he famous before he realized he was famous? This is very familiar.
He wasn't famous.
I mean how long in South Africa was he famous?
His whole life and he had no idea.
Wow.
It's fucking crazy. He died at
81 years old.
Yeah. But yeah, he had launched his career in 1967, but then had no idea and then fucking was huge in South Africa.
He died on a Tuesday. Who else died on a Tuesday?
Who?
Forrest Gump's mother.
Oh. And that's something you don't really remember from the movie.
I know, but it's very rare that I'll hear about Tuesday and not think if it was a Tuesday. And you know what she died of?
What?
The cancer.
Oh. I was thinking of Jenny. She died of AIDS.
She did. Yeah, Jenny went out like a champ.
Jenny is the... They've done... The internet's done a good job of this. She is the villain of Forrest Gump, and no one realizes it.
It is funny how they'll go back over and they repaint these.
Yeah, and you go, oh, they did it with Karate Kid, where Daniel LaRusso was the problem.
Where The Shining is like a romantic comedy.
Oh, yeah, where they recut the trailer. That's really funny. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe if she would have just shut up and let the man drink. You know? Hey, maybe it seems like he's got a good relationship with the ghosts at the Overlook. Maybe mind your business, Wendy.
Yeah, exactly. Stay out
of
it,
Wendy,
bitch.
Shut the fuck up. But yeah, the internet did a repainting of Jenny as like, no, she's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Only comes around when he's rich, gives him AIDS. She doesn't give him AIDS, though. She dies of AIDS.
Yeah, she does die of AIDS. You wonder if he got it.
Or the son, Forrest Gump Jr.
Was he born with it?
Yeah. Is he like me? And she goes, no, he's like me. He's got AIDS.
Oh.
That was the rhyme to cut.
He's a whore with AIDS.
he's just a slut with AIDS. Now, I'm just busting your lips, Forrest. He goes, I don't think it works like that. My lips are on my face, not on my pussy.
I always hated that they had his brother running for him, Tom Hanks' brother. When in that running scene, it's his brother.
Oh.
That's why it looks weird. Like,
oh,
you
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like when he stops and he talks, but there's a moment where he's running and you're like, it kind of looks like Forrest, but doesn't. That's Hanks' brother.
That's how famous he was. Is they're like, we're going to do the running scenes. He goes,
I don't think we are.
Yeah, I get my brother.
My brother's going to do it.
Yeah, I want him to get a SAG insurance.
Yeah, I need a day off. Yeah, that fucking movie. And there's a sequel book.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, called like Gump Inc. or something. They wrote a sequel to it. And he like stops 9/11, I believe. It's the person who wrote the original Forrest Gump. She wrote a sequel.
He stops 9/11.
He plays for the New Orleans Saints.
He's on the plane or something?
I don't know. That's why Mark Wahlberg got all fired up. He goes, "You're telling me if Forrest Gump could have stopped 9/11 and I couldn't? I bet you I can." Pop. Forrest Gump sequel.
Facing new challenges.
Yeah, including the bankruptcy of Bubba Gump Shrimp, working as a janitor playing the NFL, and becoming involved in historical events. But I'm pretty sure 9/11 is one of them. I didn't read the book.
Eric Roth.
There it is.
Oklahoma bombing.
AIDS epidemic, Oklahoma City bombing, and the O.J. Simpson chase.
On the project. It's probably before 9/11. That's my guess, because 94 was the original Gump.
Yeah.
And
got right after it.
Yeah, when did O.J. handle his business? Oh, yeah, it was the mid-90s, 94, yeah. O.J.
When he taught a bitch.
Yeah, well, I mean...
They don't like when you historically reference it as that.
Yeah, they probably didn't say, like, oh, when he showed someone what happens when you fuck a young running back?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, maybe don't flirt with a waiter. I'm just saying, maybe, you know, have a little decency with the guy's got a name around town. No, dude, O.J. is fucking wild. I've been obsessed with Norm clips, and I've just been watching all the old ones. Just knowing that the president of NBC was friends with golfing buddies with O.J., and Norm was like, I don't give a fuck.
But the fact that the guy would tell him not to do that, like, what are you, crazy?
Yeah, I watched that. I love that Jim Downey interview on Conan Needs a Friend, and he just talks about, like, yeah, they would tell us, like, don't do it. And we were like, nah, we're going
to
do it.
Yeah, how could you tell them not to make fun of O.J.?
At, like, leaving the room, not going, they're going to do it.
Yeah, but he murdered his wife. Like, this is not like a guy who was accused of something that was never, everyone knows he did it.
Yeah, he did it.
He did
it. O.J. did it. My dad did not think O.J. did it.
Really?
Yeah, my dad was from the Bay Area, and O.J. is like a hero. He went to Galileo High School. My dad was like, nah, O.J. was the man. And my dad would do this. My dad's defense was, she did a lot of coke. Those Colombians.
Yeah.
They're not going to kill. They're going to show you if you fuck them over for money. It was that her friend was doing a lot of coke with the Colombians, Nicole Brown Simpson. And my dad's theory was that they killed her to prove it to her friend. But you're like, I think it was O.J. Simpson and his CTE rage.
And the waiter. And by the way, this is why O.J.'s family is awful. Because he died and they would not let the brain be looked at to see if it was CTE.
It's 100% CTE.
But I mean, like, that would have, to me, almost not exonerated him, but it would have at least made people go, okay, this is the brain thing. It's the Benoit.
It's the Benoit thing.
Yeah.
If Benoit doesn't have CTE, you go, oh, he's the most evil man in the world.
Right.
With CTE, you go, oh, he's just crazy.
Yeah, like he's Aaron Hernandez had CTE.
Yeah, he's just crazy.
Junior Seau shot himself in the chest. Yeah.
So did Rashawn Salaam from the University of Colorado, Heisman winner, played for the Bears. He did the same thing. He killed himself by shooting himself in the chest. Very sad.
But the fact that they wouldn't allow people to look at the brain. Oh, Ken Stabler. I guess he's dead. Dude, can't check for it. Mike Webster, of course, from the Steelers.
I don't know. On the bonfire, we saw this. Kathy Lee Gifford wrote a song when Frank Grifford. Did you know that?
No.
Dude, it was a whole episode of The Bonfire, but we found a song.
I hope you're praising it.
It is. It's wild. It's called, like, When He Saw Jesus's Face, and she talks about coming downstairs and he's dead. She, like, the song is about her finding the body and how she knows he's with Jesus. It is wild.
Kathy Lee Gifford?
Yeah, it might be the most metal song ever written in the life.
Can we if we play it, will they flag it? They'll probably flag it.
I don't know. Check. It's called, he saw Kathy Lee Gifford, something about God's face.
We can cut it out if we have to.
Look at...
God Who Sees?
No, The God Who Sees might be a new song. It's about Frank Gifford, and it's called, He Saw Jesus.
Oh.
There it is. He saw Jesus. Look at him. Also, he cheated loudly.
Yeah.
He was like, I love pussy. And she was like, I'm going to write a song for you and you die.
Not for coffee.
Oh, she does.
He's washing his dick in the sink.
He's putting it in a burrito like early Motley Crue.
All All right, stop playing because we're not going to be able to play it, and I'm going to want to fall in love with the bit. I can't because we're not going to be able to play it. It's going to flag the episode, and I'm going to fall in love. That right there.
I'm just washing his nuts.
He's washing his balls.
He's just deleting texts. Wake up in the morning. He's going, I can't believe I came in her. I know I'm 70, but I can still get her pregnant. Wake up in the morning. Fuck. fuck. Frank, you're 80. Stop coming in these girls.
I do respect that.
Oh my God.
He just couldn't help it.
Coxman to the end.
He really was.
I really do respect it.
Yeah. Anyone that goes out swinging like that.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah, I'll fuck until I'm 80.
Yeah. Who cares?
I'm in my 40s and I'm winding down and it's nice. It's just very quiet.
Do you like the wind down?
Yeah.
You do.
I like it. I don't need to take testosterone. I still enjoy sex.
Yep.
But I just don't need it to dominate my life.
Right.
All it is the alarm clock volume is a little lower now.
Really?
And I like it.
Yeah.
It's not going weep, weep, weep like a ship fucking, like we're diving on a submarine. In my 20s, I was just like, God, can I stop chasing pussy?
Yeah.
And in my 40s, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm full. It's like a Brazilian steakhouse. Yeah. I put it on red. And I went,
if it comes in, great.
I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
I can see a nice cut of meat walk by and go, that's a beautiful steak.
And it's on red, but they still bring it by anyway. And I go, no, thank you.
But that's nice.
I'm full.
Yeah. I just don't need it anymore.
Absolutely.
But I do respect old men that just really burn it down.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm just going to fuck until the wheels come off.
But it does kind of make you like, it's such a chase. And it's especially these days, it's such a nightmare. It's so easy to get
caught. Look
what
happens. Who was on Shannon Sharpe's podcast? Was it Monique? And she was like, we got to get you an older woman. She was like telling Shannon Sharp. She's like, you need to be with an older woman that'll rub your feet, that'll cook with you. And that's what it is. She's like, stop dating these young bitches, Shannon. And then that's what happened. Then this young woman, because he was fucking around with her, said that he beat her and he had to settle with her for like $23 million.
Is that how much it was for?
Yeah, there was rumored $23 million to settle.
Wow. Well, did she have audio or text or something?
She had something that
something that was like dooming, yeah.
Or just like a voice note of him being like, I'm going to take your pussy and I'm going to beat the shit out of you with it. I'm going to take your lips, bring them over your head with a lisp. I'm gonna fold you inside your own lip. He's got the worst lisp in the world.
Have I not noticed that?
Oh, dude, it's hilarious. He's the man. I fucking love Shannon Sharpe. He's like stupid for doing this, but I loved him in the NFL. And also Shannon, if you want pussy, older women are gonna suck you like crazy.
But these
they know how to end it quick.
They just don't look as. Let's be honest.
Yeah, they're not tight.
They don't look as good. Their bodies aren't as good.
But I don't know. You can get a beat up fucking Mustang that can go 0 to 60 faster than some of these.
100%. And by the way, I know. And women will go, do you know how you look like? Yes, yeah. I'm awful. I have money.
But you got to learn. You got to start learning how. It's like a cuisine. You got to start learning how to like an older body, an older woman.
I still like a nice fresh meal.
Yeah. Guess what? Then they got those tiny child brains in their heads and they go like, I don't want that. And then you're like, you don't have the energy to go, no, it's cool. Well, Notorious B.I.G. was a rapper and he was killed in 1997.
I was born in 99.
And you're like, why the fuck am I talking?
I don't know what's wrong. My dick can't get hard if she remembers 9/11.
That's so funny. And I'll proudly stand up. That's how you don't come. She has to sing 9/11 era songs for you.
Yeah, I guess he's got that. He's a good-looking guy. He's in shape. And he's an athlete.
Oh, he stays like incredible shape. I think he probably takes steroids. Like he's like that muscular.
Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah, all right, I get it. But then you're gonna run into a crazy young hot bitch.
I guess so. Yeah. ESPN dumped him.
Yeah, he got fired.
I'm guessing.
Look how jacked he is.
Yeah,
dude.
He's
like
in
his
50s. All his podcast is a massive hit, though. He probably doesn't even need ESPN.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. His podcast and his with Ocho Cinco is very successful.
Oh, he has more than one?
He caught me being stoned when I was a teenager.
How?
Shannon Sharp. My buddy Mike used to be a ball boy with the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
And he's the coach for the Dolphins now, but he was a ball boy for the Denver Broncos. And we used to go train with their strength and conditioning coach between senior year of high school and freshman year of college. He was going to college to play football. So he was like, I'm going to go to training camp and work out with the strength and conditioning coach. And we were friends with another kid whose dad was a coach on the team. And that kid was like, hey, Soder, do you want to smoke weed? You have a car. We could smoke weed all the whole drive up there. and then watch Broncos practice. And I was like, great, that sounds awesome. Got very high. His dad was a coordinator. He was like, his dad was like a coach. And he was like, I'm going to drop my stuff off in his room. And then they like all lived in dorms. And he's like, we'll drop the stuff off and then we'll go to the practice. And we were both very high. And we got into the elevator and it went down a level and it opened. And it was Rod Smith, Brian Greasy, and Shannon Sharp.
Wow.
Got in the elevator. And they knew my friend Derek. They knew Shannon knew Derek because he was like a, you know,
sure,
the son of a coach or whatever. And Shannon Sharp standing next to us and he looks at us and he goes, Derek, I ain't going to tell your daddy, but I know what you're doing. And I was like, I was in the corner of the elevator just like, fuck. And then he didn't, you know, we didn't get in trouble or anything. But
that's
pretty
awesome, though.
Yeah, it was. I remember it crystal clear going, Derek, I ain't going to tell your daddy.
That's a great connection to have. Yeah. Somebody knew you were hot. That's been a dream of mine.
And he was laughing. And it was, do you remember when the Jacob the Jeweler watches were popular? They were yellow, red, and blue. Mm. They were like NFL.
With a certain group of people, I'm sure they were, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think for, I don't think our fucking.
Yeah, yeah. What's the fucking Irish?
Oh, yeah, I fucking got me in a wagon trail here. And there it is. It was just that one all the way to the left.
Ah,
down.
Awful.
Down one. That one. All the way to the left. So that one, okay. He had, like a lot of people had that one, like the blue, red, and yellow. And
how much?
Probably so much money. Okay. I don't even know. But we were walking through the locker room and, you know, trying to keep my head down. And we were walking through and Derek sees Shannon Sharp and he's like, Shannon. And they're talking and Shannon's like, try my watch on to Derek. And he's got the watch and Derek's like, damn, this watch is great or whatever. And then Shannon goes, your white friend want to try it on? He goes, oh, what about your white buddy? That's what he like called me or whatever. And then I put it on and I was like, and it was just sliding on my thin arm. I was like, this is really nice.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay. And then I left and I was like, what? It's one of those things you walk away, you're like, God, I was like, fucking
but if you
loser.
Meet him, you have to remind him of that. Like, no. Of course he won't remember it.
No, I won't ever.
But that's
remember
the best part. Dude, the watch.
The watch.
I was on the elevator. You
hey,
go.
I was high. That's what I was telling the guy. Don't bring it up. If you chip out, don't say where it's from.
Don't say where it's from.
Stop giving people context.
Yeah.
When you give them context is when they go, I'm not in on this.
Because you realize how many people, like when they come up, and they'll be like, do you remember, I had a guy recently goes, I think I heckled you like 20 years ago.
That's wild.
And I'm like, dude, I don't remember girls I fucked 8 months ago.
Yeah. There was this show on MTV where they would bring a fan in a band and connect them. It was like an ultimate fan show, right? But
yeah,
they did it with Metallica. And they bring this guy who's like too into Metallica.
Yeah.
And he's talking to him. Fanatic. This is it.
Oh.
So this guy is talking. There's a moment where he's talking to Jason
Newsted.
Newsted. Jason Newsted's still in the band. And Jason Newsted and him are talking. Yep. And he goes, there's a moment. I don't know if you remember this, but we made eye contact and you were on stage and you watched Jason Newsted go, nope. Don't remember that. And the guy went, oh. He's like, watch a man crumble. It was wild.
That's Hetfield.
Yeah, that's Hetfield
and Kirk Hammett.
I guarantee there. I don't know if it's.
Oh yeah, there's Jason right there and Lars. Oh, he did two at a time.
Oh man, dude, see if this is it. Because this is what I remember being a teenager and being like, this is.
How old? Oh, it's 98.
Oh, right.
You and I made and Newsted. Really looks.
He left the band because of this.
Yeah, he's like, I just can't with these idiots anymore.
He goes, this is who I'm playing for, these mouth breathers? I'm out of here, dude. I'm going to do nothing.
But you realize how little, like when you think you have an interaction with somebody and then an impact, it's very rarely do they feel it the way you do. So I've learned, like, just realize they don't remember you.
I have kept this in my brain since 1998. And anytime I fucked up with a celebrity, I'm like, you should have listened to that fucking idiot on MTV. Don't bring this shit up to him.
I was I went to Jeff Ross's premiere.
Yeah.
And in the after party, like Flavor Flav came, Ice-T came, Steve Buscemi. There's some fun people there. And so I wound up, Ice-T, I've done his podcast, and I've gotten, you know, I've talked to him many times over the years.
He's busted you for sexual crimes on Law & Order. He's like, you've been my number one man I've been after. I know exactly who you are. You're the reason all them kids is dead. I know who you are. You a sexual predator.
He's sitting there in the VIP area, which I only got into because Modi and his husband just walked in, so I followed them in because they look like they belong there.
Gay and Jew? Yeah. You can just walk through anything.
Anywhere. Keys to the city.
Those are shapeshifters. They can fold their bodies like mice and get through the wall.
So I see him across the room, yeah. And I look at him, and I the wave I gave was not, it was this.
That's not white power.
I didn't mean to.
Isn't that white power?
I think I was holding something. It was like a napkin.
Not only is he a sexual predator, but he's saying white power up my ass.
But I gave him a little, but I was holding a napkin, I think. Okay. I was like that. I was like a wave like that.
Oh.
And he looked right at me. And then just like he had seen nothing.
Oh.
So I had to put my hand down. I was so humiliated. I'm like, I bet he didn't see it.
Dude, this restaurant I used to work at Dos Caminos on 50th and 3rd. It was really popular when I worked there in like 2007, 2008. And remember when A-Rod dated Madonna?
I do, yeah.
So A-Rod was dating Madonna and they came to Dos Caminos. And I'm closing out lunch, about to go do a check spot at Stand Up New York. But I was still there as the dinner shift was starting. And I was like doing my paperwork and our computers were on this thing. And then it was like a staircase downstairs to the main private dining room. So they're walking down the staircase and I'm up there and it's A-Rod and Madonna. And they're walking down and A-Rod makes eye contact with me. And I went like that. And then this guy behind me goes, "Is that how you fucking wave?" And I just went, "Oh no." I was like a coworker.
Did he wave back?
He went,
"Oh."
I think he might even maybe gave a subtle like, but I was like, and I was like, what the?
What a
children wave like that.
That's a very bad wave.
Hi, Mr. Alex Rodriguez.
She's a singer.
Try the Dos Enchiladas. Those don't hurt my stomach. Oh, my God. I fucking hated myself.
I did approach Ice-T before I left.
He goes, what do you want?
I got close to him. And he looked up and he went, oh. And he recognized. So I was like, oh, thank God. Old. He just didn't see me across the room.
It's like an old dog. They don't see you. You got to let them smell you.
Then you get close. They're like, oh.
You put your scent and you go,
is that Jim Norton? I knew that was Jim Norton. I smell it on him.
It's just around you.
Stop, Coco. Shut the fuck up. Jim Norton's around me.
She still looks good, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, she does. Ice-T's a man.
Yeah.
He's had like 50 years of just being incredible.
These are all pictures from Kilt, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You did MSG with Kilt Tony.
I did, yeah.
Oh, and so did DeRosa. Look at DeRosa bending over in his bit. Oh, God, I wish I could drop you in a stole-cold stunner.
You mean you don't like his lesson-teaching posture?
He goes, no, I loved his new special.
I didn't see
that. That pose pisses me off.
That pose is very infuriating.
Oh, my God. It's the only way you can have a shape. his new special, go watch it.
I hear it's great.
Yeah, I didn't promise you a rose garden is... fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, I haven't watched anybody's.
Yeah, I get that.
I just can't.
I want to watch Ralph Barbosa's. That's the one I want to watch. I'm probably watch it tonight.
Is it on?
It's on Hulu. He's very funny.
Yes, he is.
He really makes me laugh. He just doesn't give a fuck in a very funny way. Good with jokes, too.
Yeah, his clips are great.
Yeah.
Then again, Jeselnik's clips are great. Like, he's the only guy I really watch consistently because the jokes are so good.
Yeah.
They're fast. It's one line.
Where you
set
just
up,
watch
punch.
Him and you're like, oh, damn, this is really like a travel pack.
Yeah. You're
just like, I can take this joke on the go.
And I almost never see it coming. Like, it's weird. Like, usually, you know, we see, you know.
Yeah. My problem with Jeselnik's last special was that it was a little too, like, the same album of, like, and then it was a baby.
Oh.
And you're like, okay. But I still think he's one of the best writers out there.
It's great. Yeah.
It's like being mad at a Dylan album. You're like, the song's whatever.
Tim?
Like, yeah, Tim Dillon. He goes, I'll tell you this
or
next
Mulvaney.
Song. Dylan Mulvaney. This is about Bud Light. I can't drink it anymore.
Show those goddamn bulges, ladies.
Big J had the best joke about the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light thing. When we did Burt's tour, and that's when Big J had the joke, and he was like, Kid Rock was mad. Real mad. Like he got tricked mad. That line made me laugh so hard. Like he got tricked. Like he pulled the Bud Light back from his mouth and balls hit his chin. I was like, dude, Big J, I've always called him the Ernest Hemingway of pussy jokes.
That's so funny.
Because the way he describes genitalia is like, it's Hemingway-esque.
That's funny.
It's fucking great.
I think I did two shows on that tour.
We
New
did.
Hampshire. Oh yeah, you were on it. Right.
That New Hampshire fucking venue was awesome.
It was nice.
That was 2 years ago. Oh, and stupid Voss crashed his bike.
That's right.
I still have that on my phone.
Oh,
I'll
God,
send it
that's
to you.
Right. Yeah, please do. Yeah.
It's like, how's this thing go? And then just fucking bam, right into the table.
Once in a while, I need a pick me up, and Rich Voss crashing.
I'm gonna just randomly send that to you.
Please do.
Yeah, just to brighten your whatever random day. If I'm on the road, I'm like, oh yeah, Voss on his fucking dumb electric bike
on September 11th, the anniversary. Yeah. Send it to me. It'll cheer me up.
When you're looking at those lights down at fucking the Freedom Plaza,
right, go down there, right down.
Then you go, there's Voss crashing, just like one of those planes did.
Yeah.
instead of a building, it was a picnic table.
Let's go one more. Oh my God! Let's go to one more person. Let's see one more, Dan.
What else you got? Let's see. What do you got?
Yeah, let's hope that they're good.
Let's hope that German guy felt bad.
Hello?
For. Hey.
My question is: do you guys have any advice for someone who wants to get better at socializing?
They're going to say comedy. I'm so happy he said socializing.
That really pulled out at the last second.
I'm so happy he said socializing and not comedy.
What's your problem? What's your problem now? Are you having a problem meeting friends?
I moved to a new state and just found no family, no friends, and I'm trying to get out there. I just got an Instagram not too long ago. I'm like really bad at it, and I feel like an asshole every time.
I wouldn't say Instagram's the way to make friends.
Yeah,
I would say go do like. Sign up for like a kickball team or like a softball team or do people do that still?
An activity, a kickball? Yeah. No, I don't think so. 1980.
Do people still roller skate? Go to the roller rink.
You want to take her to see Battle of the Network Stars?
Well, there's a gas shortage right now, but I'm sure we'll straighten that out with Iran.
Complain about Jim Carter.
Now you hear about these non-smoking sections? dude, I would try to go do an activity.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is the best way.
Yeah, I tend to retreat when I'm in those spaces. I am in a softball team, and then after the game is over, I'm like, all right, guys, bye.
No, go out and get a couple beers in you. Say something inappropriate to one of the two girls that you have to have on the field to make it intergender.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Yeah, go out with your friends. Go out and go out and go to a TGI Fridays.
What are you into? What's like the thing that you like? Oof. Sports, dead bodies, comics.
I'm a theater nerd, kind of.
God.
I'm looking for like a theater company.
Yeah, dude. Go join a theater,
like
kids.
Sports
theater. Fuck.
They do.
Yeah, just go do a theater. Go do a local theater.
Yeah, a little community theater.
Oh, there you go.
A little local play. Maybe. Are you a good actor?
It's not for me. I try my best.
Well, then, as long as you're having fun.
Trying to post things, it's just, I feel like, I don't know about you guys. But
no, get off the Instagram. You're not listening to us.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Don't listen. Don't do
Instagram.
Yeah, I'm
never on it. That's the problem.
It's not a problem.
You should post yourself crying and saying you're lonely. And you need
a
friend.
That always really works. You know what? You tend to attract good people that way.
Yeah.
Real honest, good people. Not predatory at all.
No, you start crying and they say, I need a friend. And then you can say how, like, nobody gives you a chance and no woman will let you show her what a real relationship is.
And this is why you think women are doomed. Yeah. Really turn it on women.
Yeah, let them know it's their fault.
Let them know it's their fault for not. Yeah, we're massaging them into incel culture. Really start leaving vile comments on celebrities.
Especially when they date out of their race. And how you don't like
really hit him with a traitor comment or something that were really no, dude. I would honestly say go for face to face interaction, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, I have met separately. I've met both of you guys once, and you guys were really nice.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Man, that could have gone all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
He goes thumbs up on Jim, thumbs down on Dan. You told me to quote unquote kill myself, but you also were in the character of Dr. Quinn, medicine woman. I don't know. I fucking want a Diet Coke out here on the wild frontier.
Yeah, I went to Fire Island for the whole summer.
There's no fire. It's barely a fucking island.
I'm sick of talking. It sounds momentary.
All right. Good luck, sir.
Dude, you can do it.
Yeah.
Go do Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
But don't play one of the main characters.
Yeah. If not, just show up at a sorority with an axe. Let me know it's their fault.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Good
He's
luck.
Like, well, that wasn't really an answer.
Yeah.
Like, well, it wasn't really a question. How do I make friends?
Do we have one more and we might be able to help?
Do we have anybody that we can actually...
Let's help somebody.
We can actually help.
Yes, you're on with Dan and Jim.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
Hey.
I just wanted to say that one of my favorite things to listen to this day is you guys with Lady Di and Dan telling her that he was an expert pilot or something.
Oh, my God. That was during the Sullen Sullivan thing. That was a Sully Sullivan.
Sully Sullenberger.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, and Lady Di was drunk as shit. That was when I used to come on to Opie and Anthony.
I don't remember.
You know, it was right after Anthony got fired, so I think it might have been you and Opie.
Oh.
When they were having, like, me, Sherrod, Florentine, and everybody
rotate
in. Holy shit. Yeah, I remember that. Shout out young Sam Roberts for really corralling that.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
He was such a weasel. It was great.
Yeah, he is fucking.
Was I there or no? I might not have been there.
Oh, it might have been. I might have been there when you were out.
Yeah, maybe you sat. I sat in.
So it might have still been Opie and Anthony.
Or if I was gone, he would bring another guy. If I was on the road.
After Anthony got fired, I wouldn't come on if you weren't there.
Oh, okay.
That was like the thing. I was like, well, I want to hang out with Jim. I don't want to go in if Jim's not there. That was a very fun moment.
Yeah.
And because of that show, I met my wife.
That's right.
I met her. That was the first time we ever met, is on Opie and Jim.
Yep.
With me and Pete Davidson.
Oh, was Pete there?
Yeah. And then she came on. And then I asked Roland. I was like, does she have a boyfriend? And he's like, no, dude, she's single. So I was like, holy shit. And then she was, in fact, in a relationship. So.
Oh, Roland steered you wrong.
Yeah, that piece of shit.
So Dan, Tig Notaro, Pete,
and
Katie Nolan.
Oh, it was 2015.
Wow. Yeah, that's.
I thought it was 2014.
No, that's that. But that is just.
It's Opie and Jim.
Well, that might have been. Oh, yeah. August 12th.
Yeah.
Actually, almost.
3 years to the day?
No, 3 years. It's 15. It's almost 10 years to the day.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. No, our date right now. Yeah, that's crazy. I thought you were talking about. Yeah, that was Opie and Jim.
Yep. Anthony got fired July 4th weekend of 2014. He was gone for about a year at that point.
Okay. Well, shout out, dude. That was awesome.
I'm funny how, like, I just don't remember anything. I remember little bits and pieces, but, yeah. You know, I just
remember this because we both also had, like, there was a sponsor called Scrub Daddy.
Yes.
And we both, when we started dating, I went to her house, and she had the Scrub Daddy face on her sink, and I was like, was this from when I met you? And she was like, and I had mine still. So when she went to my apartment, she was like, holy shit, that's fucking crazy. Very comfortable.
I don't have any nice stories like that with women.
Oh, that's, you know.
Been on the radio. There's a piece of puke on her shirt. Like, it's not from that contest. It's just like, yeah.
Shout out, though. That was fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, this was fun, dude. I can't believe we've been talking for quite a while. Almost 90 minutes.
You rule.
Thank you, Dan, for coming on.
It's always fun to hang out with you.
A delight, actually.
Your new special's awesome.
Oh, thank you, man.
You're hilarious.
Thank you.
I love watching you at the Cellar.
Thing. Yeah, they couldn't do Willis because one of them was a big Different Strokes fan.
Yeah, he goes, what you talking about? I can't. What you talking about, Willis? It's so important to me as a phrase.
That show doesn't hold up.
No. A white man trafficking two young blacks?
That part I like. I just don't like I was watching a clip recently where it was Mr. Drummond dancing and then Kimberly and Willis and Janet Jackson were singing. I forget the song that it was so, but it was everything that was wrong with like 80s television.
But that was how they promoted stuff.
Yeah.
No podcasts. You had to go dance on Different Strokes with Willis.
She had a new album coming out and had to sing.
Oh, and you're Janet Jackson. The way they always talk like that. Oh, wow. It's Janet Jackson. She goes, I love being here. I've got a new song. And the dance goes like this. And meanwhile, you're like, I'm being completely fucking.
I'm being prostituted to you. It's like I'm fucking on the Brady Bunch when out of nowhere Jim Nabors would walk in and him and Mike would go up to the room because we didn't know back then what they had in common.
You know, they're roommates. That's just men wrestling. That's fine.
Yeah. How come he's holding Mike's penis singing Oh My Papa into it?
Why do colds make Mr. Brady so sick now? And you married a woman and she's got three kids. It's the Brady Bunch. On the streets. He's got three boys and she's got three girls.
Sam the Butcher's been trying to tell him.
He's been telling Alice someone's got AIDS.
Oh, that is funny. I love Dan Soder. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much for calling my show. The episode's over, it's time to go. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. I hope everything works out. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out.